moments of celebration. Celebrate life with hearts that pray. Celebrate life with hearts that pray. Moments of celebration. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. You are watching our program called Moments of Celebration. Marhaba, marhaba. Welcome once again, our dear viewers of Madani channel from throughout the globe, from wherever you have joined our program for today. We welcome you to our program, Alhamdulillah. Ramadan has just left, dear viewers, and today is the third day after Ramadan has left. It is the third day of Eid, and subhanallah, our program is Moments of Celebration. We hope that you have celebrated Ramadan and you have celebrated the day of Eid, subhanallah. You have prayed in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. You have asked forgiveness in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. You have read the Quran in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. You have performed your Tarawih Salah and so on and so forth. Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani channel. Ramadan came into our lives like a guest, filled with nur, light, mercy and transformation. Subhanallah, for 30 days, we lived differently, we spoke differently, we prayed differently, and we even felt differently. Subhanallah. The Quran was not just kept in the shelves, on the shelves of our homes, but rather it was in our hands, dear viewers. Subhanallah. The masajid was just not a place, but rather it became our second home. Du'as were not just words, but rather they were tears flooded and filled in our eyes. But now, the reality is that Ramadan has left. Allahu Akbar, this mehman and guest that came for 30 days has left. And the question today is not about Ramadan. The question is about us. What did we take from the month of Ramadan into our future? This is our topic for today, inshallah, azza wa jalla, because the reality is Ramadan was never meant to stay forever. But the impact of Ramadan was meant to stay until our last breath. Ibadat and worship does not end with Ramadan. Rather, it ends with our last breath, subhanallah. So let's ask ourselves a very important question. Are we carrying Ramadan forward, or have we already left it behind? Allah, Allah, to guide us on this important journey and very, very important subject, I am joined by a respected and honorable scholar who needs no introduction, subhanallah, who was my partner and a very good participant in the first two programs, mashallah, azza wa jalla. And today, being in the third day of this program, we introduce and we call our respected honorable Maulana Suhail Madani, hafizahullah, to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. MashaAllah, mashaAllah. Sayyidi, sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad sallallahu.
Sayyidi, Ramadan gave us a momentum. Spiritually, emotionally, and physically. There was a momentum, there was consistency. There was consistency from Sahari all the way until Tarawih Salah. People had their routine, their schedules, and a lot of people give lots of priority in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem to the month itself. But after Ramadan, many people lose that momentum very quickly. And how can a believer keep his spirituality of Ramadan into the rest of the year? How can a believer keep the momentum going throughout the year? That same momentum, that same rhythm, the same system that he had in the month of Ramadan, being God conscious, being God fearing, being away from ghibah, backbiting, tail telling, all those other sins. You know, when you're hungry, you basically stay away from a lot of things. So how can a person keep that momentum going on in his life even after Ramadan al-Kareem?
So, Huzur, like how we had a schedule, subhanAllah, in explicitly reciting the best Quran Pak in the month of Ramadan and Kareem, whenever we get a moment, busying ourselves in that. And like, you know, we now busy with our normal life. Now we have to be even more careful. And what is this Quran? It is a means of guidance for us, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. It's a means of betterment for us. You know, it is kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So busying ourselves, making time in a day, at least three ayat of Quran Pak with translation from Kanzul Iman, if possible, and mashallah, beautiful commentary of Quran done by our Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, may Allah elevate his status in Jannah.
Ameen.
With a beautiful explanation, beautiful, easy understanding. And to understand, to digest the kalam of Allah, to learn lessons from that. And that may also, we will be now occupying ourselves with dhikrullah.
Right.
So now you got your Quran in place to learn from Quran, to guide ourselves from Quran. And then automatically you'll see that now you will want to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nowadays, you know, a beautiful innovation, but a very great one, subhanAllah, a good one also, is we have these tasbih counters. And mashallah, I know you are always with the tasbih counter, mashallah. So, Huzur, you're always reminding us. And that's a means of sawab jariyah for you as well, mashallah, Huzur. So, invest in that. It doesn't even cost much. Because now, by having it on your finger, whenever your mind clicks to it, you remember.
That you need to recite.
You need to recite adhkar. Reciting Astaghfirullah. Amir al-Sunnat advises us to recite Kalima in abundance. So that at the time, even when we are to leave this dunya, it's not difficult for Kalima to come upon our tongues. Because now we are used, we are habitual of it.
Right.
You know, we are constant of reciting Kalima. Mm. Reciting Adhkar, Tasbih Fatima after our Fard Salah. And becoming punctual in our Fard Salah. Mm. So imagine a believer without Salah. So what is a believer without salah?
Right.
And our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned very beautifully, something of which is that the fullness of my eyes lies in salah. Now just imagine, as we claim that we are lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but imagine a thing that cools the eyes of our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, our master, our aqa, the one that shed tears for you and I. What is the opposite of the coolness? Why? Because of our negligence, because of our laziness, neglecting our salah. On the day of judgment, the very first question a believer will be asked about is his salah. Taking this seriously. As we had the routine in Ramadan, we're waking up 3 o'clock in the morning. That atmosphere is so beautiful that just by maybe seeing your neighbors around you, seeing the lights going on, it motivates oneself.
Subhanallah.
Why not keep that same momentum, subhanAllah?
And then the blessings of Sahri itself.
The blessings of
the Barakah in it.
And you know, speaking of Sahri, of which, you know, indulging ourselves in keeping Nafl Roza. Farz Roza is done, that doesn't mean we cannot keep Roza, because now we did what Allah commanded us to do. But the thing that gets us closer, even closer to Allah, is doing from our own side.
Subhanallah.
From my side for you, Ya Allah. Fasting on the day of Monday, subhanAllah, the day that Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. And it was from amongst his practices to fast on the day of Monday. He was asked, Ya Rasulullah, why do you fast on Monday? Because I was born on this blessed day. Make it as a means of celebrating the birth of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And getting close to Allah. And also that way, you start to control your nafs, your batin. You start to train yourself to be conscious of Allah. Because by being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now automatically that is refraining from guna. Because if you're going to do something, you're going to say something, you're going to listen to something, you're going to see something, because now is it that Ramadan is gone, okay, just a little bit, just for that short temporary nasha. But that same few seconds, just think, it could cause us barbad in this dunya, in the qabr, and in the akhirah.
Allah Akbar.
So, and you know, the beauty of our deen, this ummah is such. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned very beautifully in summary of hadith in Mubarakah, that consistent actions are more dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Wow.
Even if they are small. And if you look at from among the many actions also, and this should be a means of encouragement for you and everyone. The smiling is such a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's also a form of ibadah.
I think you spoke on momentum, and how do we keep things alive even after Ramadan is the main discussion. And Sayyidi has mentioned that we should keep things momentum, have consistency, even if it's little. And this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, that even if it's something little that you do, but do it with consistency, perform that action with momentum. It should not be the case that just as we performed tahajjud in the month of Ramadan, it was occasional, because the month of Ramadan, allowed for us to wake up in the mornings and mashallah perform the salah. But now the idea is to keep that active throughout the year. And now we have to make time. Ramadan made it possible for us to perform salah within it. And now after Ramadan, subhanAllah, we have to continue. So being momentum, Sayyidi, this having istiqamah is actually a very great blessing on its own.
Subhanallah.
MashaAllah. There are many brothers who cannot do much, but whatever little they do, we see them do it often. We see them do it consistently. We see them do it without any gaps. Huh? This is important. And Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, there's success in that. So we look at MashaAllah, Azza wa Jalla, Islam, and look at Ramadan itself. And I'm just thinking to myself, we should not just make Ramadan a moment. Actually, Ramadan should become our lifestyle.
Subhan.
Ramadan should become our lifestyle.
Definitely.
And there is the encouragement. MashaAllah, there are many brothers who are Roza today.
Allah.
There are many sisters and many people who keep the six fasts of Shawwal. Now, this is the motivation. Look at the hadith of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stated in the hadith, whoever fasts in Ramadan and follows it with 6 days of Shawwal, it is as if he has fasted the entire year.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar.
Wow.
And this hadith is in Muslim Sharif. What a beautiful hadith. It is as if the person has kept fast out the entire year.
What more can a person ask?
What more can a person ask for?
Allah.
So practically we haven't done it, fasting the entire year, but Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gives the jaza. He is the one for whom you have fasted. So he is the one who will give the rewards and sawab to the person.
Subhan, definitely.
So this is what we actually need to get into our lives, ya Sayyidi. And if we get this right, many things in our lives will come right as well.
Definitely.
Alhamdulillah. I really admire the taqwa of a person in Ramadan.
Allah.
You see, a person normally would commit sins openly out of Ramadan. But in Ramadan, Allah, it shows from the face of the person that he is fasting. He's quiet, Allah, his lips and tongue is dry. Behavior also is toned down because of no energy levels, you know. The person can't really laugh. He cannot really talk the way he normally talks. Some people are very active even when they fast. Yes. But mostly people are not like that. But whatever takes away your energy and saves you from committing sins is what we need to keep up to after Ramadan has left. That in Ramadan, if we did not engage in gossip, we did not engage in tale-telling, we did not sit and make panchayat and long stories for hours and quarrels and arguments and being involved in all those politics, then don't be involved in it even after Ramadan.
Correct.
Because this is what we gain, self-control. Ramadan taught us self-control, right?
Definitely.
And many people after Ramadan turn back to their anger. They go back to their old lifestyle. You see, ghussa, anger, gossip, bad habits. Any nasiha, any advice for people who go back to their old selves after Ramadan has left?
Allah. We must take sometime practical examples. You know, for example, if somebody, he crosses the road bluntly, he's not watching, the cars are coming, the signal is what color, is it my right to cross now? And then something could happen, maybe he'll get knocked. And then from getting knocked, either he will get severely injured or he might break a limb. And why are there people who learn? And for life, they will remember, hey,
Allah,
I need to be careful. I need to watch out. So in that way also, when it comes to us as believers, we must look at it in that way also. Take lessons. That before Ramadan, what I was, then Ramadan came and maintained me and controlled me and also revamped me, refurbished me. And then now after Ramadan, what am I? Am I, because now also, you know, you become a fool also.
Allah.
Because if you do not carry out yourself, even after Ramadan, you do not try to do your best. You know, always in this dunya also, I'm sure you have seen people, sometimes ourselves even, we want to outdo ourselves. Because now it's benefit in the dunya, I must have the best car with this kind of engine and that kind of room, I must wear this kind of kurta, my family must speak in this manner and live here and live there. But just as believers, at the time of Adhan, especially as men, we never ask ourselves, where should I have been? Where do I need to be right now? You know, at home, how should my behavior, my character be? Because now I'm in front of my family, and from the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi, that every single one of you is a shepherd, and you'll be questioned about how you took care of your flock. And this flock refers to our household, our family members and relatives. So it's so important that in order to stay intact, to be in line, to stay focused, to outdo ourselves as a believer, we need to look when we were back in the line, what we were currently, what was my situation? Or we seek lesson from that. And then you'll outshine yourself. And another thing is company is very important. Keep the person that identifies your flaws close to you.
Subhanallah.
Because now that person is, doesn't mean in for you. He means betterment for you. Like if you're speaking, making, if you're sitting, as you know, it's a norm, especially at programs and at weddings, when people sit after the programs, they engross in grief because you don't know what to say. After asking someone, how was the program, how was the food, everything, what you're going to speak? Then you bring out another person's problem or another person's aib and put it in front. And sometimes, sadly, in our societies today, people entertain it because now you need to talk something, you need to be involved in a conversation, otherwise people are going to just try to brush you away or move away from you. So we entertain those issues, we entertain someone's speech. But what if there's someone there, that person is, you know, everyone's talking, is like, you know, guys, you're making riba, this is haram. You're eating somebody's flesh. You know, what's going to happen to us in our qabars? What's going to happen the day of mahshar? Are we ready for that punishment? Yes, people might say, oh, you are old fashioned, you are old school. But understand that life in the dunya is temporary.
Allah,
for that few
Allah,
seconds, Allah. We are enjoying, laughing, mocking, hurting someone's feeling. Ramadan is not present. But just think in the long term, what's going to happen to us? What's going to happen to our halat, our condition? And also, you know, someone that's speaking ill all the time, someone that's engrossing himself in evil speech, etc. It's natural at times for us as humans to get irritated with that person. We don't want to be around that person because sometimes it'll come to my mind, hey, now he's entertaining someone else's issues and aibs and problems. When I'm not in this presence, what will he be speaking about me?
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So now a person doesn't, is not just the person of the moment, but also people refrain from being in his company. That's Allah, how it's important Allah, to Allah. Stay with good company. If you're with the garbage truck all the time, you're going to end up smelling like garbage. But if in a garden with beautiful roses, beautiful fragrance, you're going to end up smelling like the garbage.
Yeah. MashaAllah, very beautifully you mentioned this, Sayyidi. In fact, friends influence habits. Friends and company do influence habits. People who have good habits, good manners, good etiquettes, you know, it attracts the eyes at times, it attracts the attention of others, that wow, this person makes salam so beautifully, he gave his seat to the next person. These are good habits. And definitely there's someone who taught that habit to that person. But normally we would pick up these habits from good company, from pious company, from God-fearing types of companies, you know. Subhanallah. Whereas righteous company strengthens one's iman as well, Sayyidi.
Subhanallah.
Jihan.
Subhanallah.
If you have the righteous company of a person, it will strengthen your faith and your iman automatically. Like when you had Ramadan as your company, you became pious.
Subhanallah.
So that companion, Ramadan was your mehman, it was your companion for 1 month.
Subhanallah.
And that companion compelled you to do what you have to do.
Definitely.
Wasn't it? And when you got the company of the pious, you did pious actions. Subhanallah. And when you get the company of the evil, then you will perform evil actions. There was a very great buzur of his time, and there was a dog that was behind him. So somebody said to the buzur of the time, Sayyidi, aapke saath kutta chal raha. Dog is walking along with you? And then he turned around and he said, well, the company of the dog is better than those who backbite.
Allah.
Yeah, I rather select this company than the company of than having the company of that person who sits with me and make backbiting, gossiping about others. The company of this dog is better than the one who has an evil tongue. In other words,
Allah.
So subhanallah, our pious predecessors taught us things that, you know, that would open our hearts, our minds, that make us understand and have a vision. So I think what we need to understand is good company is important. Come on, I think after Ramadan we need to minus and delete the company of the evils from our list of friendship.
Achha, Udur, ek suggestion is, you must ask ourselves, we have lots of friends, but do we have an alimen in our friendship, in our circle of friends? Because now when you got an Ali group, he knows how to have fun within the boundaries of Sharia. He knows how to converse and what to speak. And also it empowers an alim himself that I need to be in a certain limit. I need to hold my brakes in a certain point because now I'm with people from the dunya. People from out there that's, you know, into the world, into the social media world, into the fitnas and the facade that's practically involved in sinning. And I am there to keep them in control. Their friendship is a means to guide them and also for myself to be intact, be in line and strengthen my taqwa, my piety. So it's encouragement, Huzur, as a humble request, especially to the viewers of Madani Channel, to try and get an alim into our friendship circle.
MashaAllah. We might have engineers, doctors, professors, bodybuilders, fighters. We have the numbers and the contacts of lawyers and such professionals. But it's very hard to find somebody with at least 4 to 5 ulamas on his phone.
100%. I've seen that in you. MashaAllah.
Astaghfirullah.
MashaAllah. You know, really, being from small with you,
Allah.
And then growing up, I've seen, MashaAllah, how you have immersed in the people of the society and the community, subhanAllah. You, MashaAllah, know how to fit in. And I think I encourage the viewers, if you want these tips, keep in contact with Mulansab, MashaAllah. And really, because it's a need, Uzum. It's an essential to have an alim in our circle.
Allah, Allah, Allah. True ulamas, true scholars of the deen.
Correct.
May Allah Kareem make us all humble.
Ameen.
And make
Ameen.
We all are the servants of the deen. However, friendship was important. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that if person is upon the religion and upon the deen of his close companion.
Allah.
So choose very selectively who you befriend. Another hadith in Abu Dawood, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person follows the religion of his friend. So look at whom you befriend.
Allah.
Look at whom you befriend. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are important hadith. We need to take these things very serious. You cannot be having druggy people, people who will teach you and provoke you to do the haram and the wrong. Bad company corrupts you and changes you. If you walk with the right people, you will reach the right destination. SubhanAllah. That's very, very important for us to understand. May Allah Kareem grant us the understanding of our deen. SubhanAllah. Sayyidi, there are many brothers, mashallah, who are right now in Madinatul Munawwarah. They spend their Eid in the city of Madinatul Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah. And Allahu Akbar, how the desire is in our hearts at this very moment that kaash, kaash, hum bhi waha hote. SubhanAllah. And I just met a brother, mashallah, who came from Umrah and he spent his last 10 days in Madinatul Munawwarah.
Yeah, but
and enjoyed the beautiful iftars, subhanAllah, and spent those moments in the masjid of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where one thawab gives you 50, one action, one virtuous deed gives you 50,000 thawab in reward. Allah, Allah, Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah.
How we all wish to be there, subhanAllah. This couplet comes to my mind right now and to my heart and my tongue.
Subhan.
Let's recite it together, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Jise chaha dar pe bula liya, jise chaha apna bana liya, jise chaha dar pe bula liya, jise chaha apna bana liya, jise chaha apna bana liya, ye bade karam ke hai faisle, ye bade naseeb ki baat hai, sallu alayhi wa alihi, sallu alayhi wa alihi.
alihi. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. What is your favorite naat that you would like to listen to more?
Subhanallah.
I'm sure you have a list of many naats and
kalam. One beautiful kalam that mashallah Rukne Shura Haji Abul Habib sahab Hadamul Barakatum Ali.
Would you like to listen to that kalam?
Jee huzur, why not?
So chaliye inshallah azza wa jalla Eid ka din hai. Aur ye bada pyara kalam sunte hain cited by none other than Rukne Shura, respected honorable Haji Abdul Habib Attari Hafizahullah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
روشن کر قبر بے کسوں کی اے شمع جمال مصطفی آنکھوں میں چمک کے دل میں آ جا شمع جمال مصطفی اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا یا در پہ بلا لینا یا خواب میں آ جانا اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا یا در پہ بلا لینا یا خواب میں آ جانا اے پردہ نشین دل کے پردے میں رہا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ میں قبر اندھیری میں گھبراؤں گا جب تنہا امداد میری کرنے آ جانا رسول اللہ روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا روشن میری تربت کو اے نور خدا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا رسوائے زمانہ ہوں دامن میں چھپا لینا مجرم ہوں جہاں بھر کا محشر میں برم رکھنا رسوائے زمانہ ہوں
دامن میں چھپا لینا مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا مقبول یہ عرض میری محبوب خدا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے چہرے سے ضیا پائی ان چاند ستاروں نے اس در سے شفا پائی دکھ درد کے ماروں نے آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا آتا ہے انہیں صابر ہر دکھ کی دوا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب نزعہ کا وقت آئے دیدار عطا کرنا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاء اللہ اینڈ آئی ہیو ریلی انجوائڈ دس کلام ایوری ٹائم آئی ہیئر دس کلام آئی انجوائے اٹ سبحان اللہ اینڈ آئی ہوپ دیٹ دی ویورز آف مدنی چینل آلسو انجوائے دس بیوٹیفل کلام ریسائٹڈ بائی حاجی عبد الحبیب of Tari Hafizahullah. His andaz is just unique. Subhanallah, subhanallah. One of the favorite ones I like when he recites is Hasbi Rabbi Jalla.
Subhan. That's also very enjoyable.
Enjoyable.
It takes you, that is, when you're reciting, not just reciting, you don't just enjoy the kalam, you feel like you're sitting in Madina Munawwara.
Exactly. You feel as if you are there. And this is the thing. When you recite the kalams of great ushaq, great lovers and devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Ala Hazrat, those kalams were composed with a lot of meaning, drowned in devotion, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then those couplets were composed and written.
Allah.
So automatically the reciter feels it in his heart.
Subhanallah.
And then of course, the reciter as well, mashallah, if he's amil, ba'amal, the person who practices what he preaches especially, and he's pabad with his salah, and then when they recite the kalams, mashallah, it touches the heart even more.
Subhanallah.
So the kalam is powerful, the recite is also powerful, mashallah, then it has a great impact on the hearts.
Definitely.
Allah Kareem, take us all to Makkah and again, mashallah. So for those who have just joined us, you are watching the program Moments of Celebration, Alhamdulillah, and I'm accompanied by Mawlana Sohail Attari Hafidhahullah, who is giving us, mashallah, some keemti, valuable madani pearls of keeping the momentum even after Ramadan has left us. Alhamdulillah. Mawlana, one genuine thing that we all have witnessed and seen, and we really admire the hearts of the people in the month of Ramadan. It's so giving, generous.
Subhanallah.
You will not eat iftar until you send some iftar to your neighbor.
Subhanallah.
Caring on that level, sharing on that level. You would see so much of lahin distribution, so much of food distribution, so much of money distribution, so much of help and aid that's rendered and shared out there. It's just amazing, subhanallah. How can we keep this momentum even after Ramadan al-Kareem? I don't think this was only for the month of Ramadan. This was supposed to be our actions throughout the whole year, and that is supposed to increase more in the month of Ramadan. What we do is we stop it completely. So when we only action it out in the month of Ramadan for 30 days, then again for 11 months we become back to normal.
But rather this practice should have been throughout the year. If a person is generous, you give sadaqah, you give charity, you're giving zakat, subhanAllah, once in a year, okay, fine. If it was meant to be given in the month of Ramadan. If a person's wealth is matured in the month of Ramadan, and now he is a person who is supposed to give his zakat, he will give in the month of Ramadan. But aside from that, there are a lot of people, mashallah, who give a lot of other sadaqat, khairat, in the name of Allah. And this can be done throughout the year. You don't have to wait for the month of Ramadan. So what motivation can you give Mawlana Sahib for a person to keep up to that momentum?
Also, you know, giving charity is almost the great practice of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, Anbiya alayhi salam, Sahaba ikram. And also as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sadaqah remove difficulties and calamities. And that's why we advise that daily, if we can, take out some sadaqah before we leave to go out of our homes. Or if we are going on some important thing. So take out some sadaqah.
So monthly charity.
Yeah, monthly charity.
Weekly, monthly.
Weekly, monthly, daily. Make it consistent.
Right.
Because people are in need of our help. People need our help. People, maybe something that we have or some comforts that we have, someone may not have it. So by taking out charity, subhanAllah, monthly especially. I mean, how many Darul Ulooms are there out there? Our Jamiatul Madinas are there. Our Madrasatul Madinas are there. And the beauty of that, subhanAllah, we don't just assist a certain group, but also those children that are unable to afford education. Tawaslami, alhamdulillah, will assist to this and bring them to our institutes, to our madrasas, to our jami'at, so that they can seek Islamic knowledge, become part of this. And the beauty of that, Zuhur, also, it's sawab-e jariyah. So, besides Ramadan, alhamdulillah, which was good, now continue it. Make it part of our routine, our life, that if we can take out daily something small, right, fine. And then towards the month end, take out something. Set it towards a gharib, a poor person. First look and in our home circles, our relatives. Maybe take some expense of a poor relative. Right? Take some poor expense of our neighbors. But there's encouragement from Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam to take care of the needs and the rights of our neighbors, subhanAllah. And then if we can, if some institute, Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, and like that also is to, you know, help such charities that are doing this work. Alhamdulillah, Dawastami has this beautiful department called FGRF. And we have seen through the month of Ramadan, subhanAllah, around the globe, not just in Ramadan, but that continues throughout the entire year, wherein we do the work for you. All you need to do is just give your funds. And Dawastami does the sweat. Does the dirtying of the hands part, going out and dirtying of the shoes, going in such areas. I mean, you're seeing in Ramadan, mashallah, Usman Madri sahab, in the areas that he go in, what kind of vehicles you need to go there, the extreme heat. They have done this, and this continues throughout the entire year in South Africa as well, subhanAllah. Going out and doing the work, doing the charity, giving people food to eat, seeing to people's basic necessities, building masajids for them, you know, building, subhanAllah, in Gaza. On a daily, food is being fed to the Ghazans, subhanAllah. In Turkey, subhanAllah, such great projects, you know, building the school for them, housing facilities for them after the earthquake. So be part of this initiative.
MashaAllah, I would say, you know, this bank for your akhirah, all these are just cash for the akhirah. You know, what goes around comes around. If you did good, you're going to see good. One verse states, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا
يَرَهُ.
So the atom good or bad that we do, we're going to see it on the Day of Judgment. Allah Kareem will show it to us. So I think be good investors, Ya Sayyidi.
Become smart investors.
We need to be smart investors. Invest and don't think that this investment is null and void. Never. Never will this be gone down the drain. Never. I'd rather, subhanAllah, we're going to see this on the Day of Judgment. 100%.
Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said it, that giving charity doesn't decrease your wealth, but rather it increases your wealth.
Allahu.
You know, as investors, when you mention investor, an investor, he's going to give the best of investments because he knows that he's going to cash up at the end of the month. So likewise, subhanAllah, as mu'mineen, we should give the best of charities to cash up both in this world and in the akhirah,
subhanAllah, mashaAllah. So, Mawlana Sahib, having said these, mashallah, wonderful things that you have said,
We started off with consistency, being momentum. We spoke on Salah, we spoke on other ibadat, reciting Quran Pak, having good company, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, smiling, and many other sunnahs of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you have discussed. And now we have discussed charity, giving in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. All of this good that we have mentioned, dear viewers, is something that stays with us even after Ramadan. This is what we need to understand. Just as you were God conscious with regards to eating and drinking during the hours of fasting, and you was honest to yourself and to your Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla by not secretly eating anything, likewise, wherever you are, Allah is either way watching you. The same fear has to be in our heart that our Rabb is watching us and we cannot commit this haram and be motivated to continue doing the good that you have done. Subhanallah. For those who have started tahajjud in the month of Ramadan, keep it up. For those who completed many Qur'an Pak in the month of Ramadan, now your next target is every month one Qur'an Pak, inshallah. You can do this. For those who had the company of the masjid in the month of Ramadan, you chose good company. So choose this company even after Ramadan has left, inshallah, azza wa jalla. These are the things, dear viewers of Madini channel, if we correct it and if we do it, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we will have our life set in order, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Our aim and objective is to be momentum and consistent, because consistency protects what our emotions initiate and starts. So with your emotions, if you started something, what will protect that something that you started, that good thing that you have initiated, is pabandi, consistency, inshallah, azza wa jalla. May Allah Kareem grant us tawfiq and ability to understand these matters, inshallah, azza wa jalla, because these are the solutions to our problems. If you learn to become momentum and consistent with something, inshallah, azza wa jalla, that you start in your life, this will help protect and save you from many wrongs throughout your journey in this world, inshallah, azza wa jalla. It will help you to attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will taste the lazzat in your worship as well, inshallah, azza wa jalla. There's so many benefits, dear viewers. Mawlana Sahib, we have last few minutes remaining before we come to the end. As parting words, what you would like to say? Yes, Sayyidi. What would you like to say, inshallah,
sir? It will take small steps.
Baby steps?
Baby steps.
Crawling.
Then we learn from small children. Let's start to crawl first, then learn how to walk. Then after that, you can jump.
Allah.
Because now, you know, if I jump in a certain height, I'm going to fall, I'm going to get hurt.
Yes.
How to do it? Another thing is to stay connected with Islamic scholars. Because Islamic scholars are there to guide us. You know, we stay connected, like if somebody is a businessman, he's going to stay connected with lawyers, he's going to stay connected with accountants, with other businessmen, he's going to stay connected with bankers, he's going to stay connected with traders, because now he knows that's his circle or his portfolio. Likewise, as a believer, how to stay connected, how to stay have consistency, is to stay connected to Islamic scholar.
Barakallah, Mulana, for joining us and for sharing such amazing pearls of wisdom with us as well. Allah Kareem bless you. Ameen, may this day become more Mubarak for you, the entire week, month and year as well, inshallah. And we hope to sit again and have these programs and discussions, inshallah. Barakallah. Shukran to our viewers of Madani channel as well for watching and for sharing this beautiful and amazing program. Subhanallah. Ramadan has left us, no doubt, dear viewers. But the question is, did we leave Ramadan or has Ramadan left us? Allah, Allah, Allah. Ramadan has left us. But the question is, have we left the month of Ramadan al-Kareem? Because the true success of Ramadan is not that we fasted, but rather the true success is that we changed. We find a change within us. If our salah is improved, protect it. If your Quranic recitation improved, protect it. Subhanallah. If your heart softened, then guard your heart. Because life is very short, dear viewers. And Ramadan was only a reminder that one day, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Allahu Akbar. We should fear the day in which we are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jihad, dear viewers. We could have fear the day in which we are to face our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. So let this be your takeaway for today's program, inshallah, azza wa jalla. If Ramadan changed you, then please kindly do not change back. Be happy with this change Ramadan made for all of us. May Allah Kareem forgive us. May Allah azza wa jalla change us all for the better. From here at moments of celebration, we say marhaba, once again to all the viewers, and we take your ijazah. Until next time, keep smiling. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Moments of celebration, celebrate life with hearts that pray. Celebrate life with hearts that pray. Moments of celebration.